Week 2, Wednesday, Noon. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. And still the day is with us, though the light grows dimmer now, and muscles lose their tone. How long is left? If that could just be known, the terror from impending darkness might abate somewhat. We could prolong the fight to finish some of what have been our own ambitious projects. We have not yet shown what we can do, and now we face the night. Relax. This shortened time that makes you curse your impotence is given for your good. You have and had no power, none at all, to move the world yourself. See that you call upon the one who always helped you, as you should. Rely on him. He runs the universe. The Master knows how ephemeral human thoughts are. Psalm 94, Part 1. Yahweh our God, since vengeance belongs to you, our God and our Avenger, come forward. Please come, Judge of the Earth, and give these insolent fools the sentence they deserve. Yahweh, how long are evil people, to keep winning? They talk so much, they sneer and brag. These devils think so highly of themselves. And they are smashing your people to pieces, Yahweh, tormenting the ones you have chosen for your legacy. They are killing widows and alien guests and slaughtering fatherless children. And worse, they keep saying, Yahweh can't see anything. This God of Jacob has no mind. Pay attention, you fools. You idiots. When will you ever learn? Can the one who put ears on you not hear? Can the one who formed your eye not see? Can the one who corrects nations not punish? Does the one who teaches every man not understand? Yes, Yahweh knows human thoughts and how futile they are. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master knows how ephemeral human thoughts are. The Master has become my fortress. I put my trust in him. Part 2. It is such a blessing to have you for a teacher, Yahweh. When you instruct us from your law, you give us peace in times of trouble, until the pit is dug for our enemies. Because Yahweh will not throw his people aside and will not abandon his legacy. No, the ultimate decision will be a just one, and every decent heart will applaud it. Who else would come forward for me against these savages? Who would stand up to these hoodlums? If Yahweh had not come to help me, my soul would have gone down into the silence. Whenever I say, "My foot is slipping," your mercy, Yahweh, holds me up. When anxieties pile atop one another, your comfort soothes my soul. Can corrupt judges with their evil decisions have any relationship with you? They may gang up on unoffending lives and sentence innocent people to death, but Yahweh has taken up my defense, and my God is the rock I hide behind, and he has turned the tables on their injustice and will cut them down for their corruption. Yes, our God Yahweh will smash them. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master has become my fortress. I put my trust in him. Reading, 1 Samuel 16, 7. Yahweh does not see in the way human beings see. Humans see the outward appearance, but Yahweh looks at the heart. Master, please search my heart and understand me and lead me along the path to endless life. Master Prince Jesus, to save all mankind, you stretched out your arms on the cross. Please let our work be pleasing to you and have it proclaim your rescue to the world. We make this request of you because you are alive and reigning through all the ages of ages. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.